This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. On the third night of the Republican National Convention, Vice President Mike Pence accepted the party's nomination for a second term. Republicans opened up the night with an aggressive defense of law enforcement. That message comes as the nation faces renewed tensions following the police shooting of a black man in Wisconsin that sparked three nights of protests in the state that could decide the fall election. President Trump officially accepts the party's nomination Thursday night. Democrats formally nominated former Vice President Joe Biden and U.S. Senator Kamala Harris last week. A white 17-year-old police admirer has been arrested after the killing of the two people during the third night of protests in Wisconsin over the police shooting of a black man, Jacob Blake. Kyle Rittenhouse of Illinois was taken into custody Wednesday on suspicion of first-degree intentional homicide. It was near Antioch, which is about 15 miles from Kenosha. Two people were killed Tuesday night in an attack carried out by a young white man who was caught on cell phone video opening fire in the middle of the street with a semi-automatic rifle. The U.S. State Department of Justice says that the officer who shot Blake is a 7-year veteran of the police department there. While all of this is happening, forecasters are keeping an eye on Hurricane Laura, which has strengthened into a menacing Category 4 storm. Its power is raising fears of a 20-foot storm surge that forecasters say would be unsurvivable, capable of sinking entire communities on the Texas and Louisiana coast. Authorities implored coastal residents to evacuate, but some did not. Storm grew nearly 87% in power in just 24 hours to reach a Category 3 status. This is VOA News. The white supremacist who slaughtered 51 worshippers at two New Zealand mosques has been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. The judge imposed the maximum available sentence on Britton Harrison Tarrant. First time the sentence has been imposed in New Zealand. The March 2019 attacks targeting people praying at two mosques shocked New Zealand and prompted new laws banning certain types of semi-automatic weapons. They also prompted global changes to social media protocols after the gunman live-streamed his attack on Facebook, where it was viewed by hundreds of thousands of people. U.S. health officials have changed their COVID-19 testing advice regarding those who are in close contact with those who are infected. AP correspondent Sagar Magani with details.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention had been advising tests for people who've been within 6 feet of an infected person for more than 15 minutes. But in new guidance on its website, the CDC says that's no longer recommended for people not showing symptoms. The change stunned health experts, who note the CDC itself has said as many as 40% of those infected do not show symptoms, and testing contacts of those infected is vital to containing outbreaks.
The CDC guidelines that they have put forth are scary and dangerous.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi accuses the Trump administration of forcing the change because President Trump wants to see positive test numbers drop. Sagar Magani, Washington.
More than 824,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. More than a third are in the U.S. and Brazil combined. The number of infections hit another milestone of 24 million and counting, with the bulk of those infections in the U.S., Brazil, and India. Russia has the fourth highest and is almost at 1 million cases. South Korea reported 441 new coronavirus cases as of Wednesday. That's the most daily infection since early March, when the country had the first large outbreak. All three NBA playoff games scheduled Wednesday night were postponed, with players around the league choosing to boycott in their strongest statement yet against racial injustice. Called off were the games between Milwaukee and Orlando, Houston and Oklahoma City, and the Los Angeles Lakers in Portland. The NBA said all three games will be rescheduled, but didn't say when. And the 10th-ranked woman tennis player in the world, Naomi Osaka, said she pulled out of the semifinals of a tennis tournament in protest of racial injustice. She has a Japanese mother and Haitian father and said in social media, "Before I am an athlete, I am a black woman." Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.